Okay, today's daf in Masechet Megillah, brought to you from Eretz HaKedesh, is daf Lamed Aleph. And, oh boy, it's our next to last day of fun in Megillah. And today's daf begins at the Mishnah, the Halakha Mishnah, at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Beis. And we're about to, once we've discussed the idea of Kriyat HaTorah, and how it is that we do the Kriyat HaTorah, and we talked about the Arba Parshiot, and the way that we're mafsik for the Arba Parshiot, and the machlokas about Hafsaka, and then it said that we have in the previous Mishnah talked about the way that we're mafsik for all of the various times that we have to read, whether it's Yontif, or whether it's Chol HaMoed, or Chanukah, or Purim, or Tainias, Marmodes. The Mishnah now wants to close that aspect by telling us what precisely were the various kriyot that are done at the different points of the year. Now, it's interesting that even though the Mishnah gives us these very specific instructions, it's not the way that we necessarily do things, and a lot of things are different. And as Tosis points out, on Amud Beis, there are many different makoros for the way that the laning is done, including Masechet Sofrim, and including the Psiktos. And the Tosfos says that we rely, specifically in our Gemara, we rely on Masechet Sofrim, oftentimes, even though it's connected what the Mishnah is saying over here, and on the Psikta. And because of that, we do differently. So apparently, the Mishnah, obviously, we would never do this if we understood the Mishnah to be giving us a final psak, that this is the way it is. We're not going to follow a psak against the Mishnah. But the point is that apparently what it was that the Mishnah was bringing were the way that the minhagim have most been established, but that it's not a given that there's a particular kriyas haTorah. And at times, as Tosis brings here in Amud Aleph, and we find very strangely that the Reb Sadri Gaon changed the Seder of the Haftarah, and nobody knows why, but that basically everybody was doing according to him, and it's not known why he did. So apparently these things have a great deal to do with the situation at the time, and are not meant to be a Psak HaLoch L'Doreis. Fine. So with Pesach, many of these things are still no gas. So let's get the basic idea of how it is that the Mishnah sees the Seder on the Moadim. So with Pesach, Korim b'Parshat Moadot Shel Torat Kohanim. So what we do on Pesach is we read from all of the Shor or Kesev or Eiz, which is in Emor, and that's in Toras Kohanim in Vayikra. Bat Seret, and on Shavuos, we read from what we say, Kol HaBechor. So that is actually the Sheva Shavuot, which we take from Re'eh. Rosh Hashanah, we read, B'chodesh HaShavi'i, B'echad L'chodesh, so that is back in Shor Kesef O'Eiz. B'yom HaKippurim, then we read the whole story of Hachrimot, and the death of Nadav Avihu. B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, and then on the first day of Sukkot, Korim b'parshat Moadot shebetorat Kohanim, we go back once again to Torat Kohanim, and we read the same, basically all from the same area of the Shor, Chesev O'Eiz, u'b'shar koyumot ha'chag, b'korbanot ha'chag. The rest of the days of Sukkot, we read from Pinchas, which is all of the different Musafim. B'chanukah, now later on we're going to get to what do we do when we have 2 days of Yontif. But right now we're reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mevusas, obviously, on the way it was read in Eretz Yisroel. B'chanukah, we read the Parshas HaNesiim and all of the various korbanos, because that was also a Chanukah HaMizbeach. And so because of that, we go through the Zot Chanukah HaMizbeach, exactly the way that this is a Chanukah HaMizbeach. And on Purim, we read from Vayavo Amalek, which is actually this week's parasha. Because we don't read the Amalek of Zachor Asher Asalacha, but we read Vayavo Amalek. And Beroshei Chodashim, we read from Uvroshei Chodashim, which we talked about at great length before. How do we split it up? Bima Amadot, we read in Maaseh Bereishis. And on the Ta'aniyot, we read from the Brochos v'Klolos. Now, that's not what we do Of course, what we do is we read Vayichal Moshe, and it could be that there are nafkaminas between, and some of the posts can bring this, I'll leave it to the Rambam, that there's nafkaminas between the Arba Parshias, the Arba Tanyas, where we do read from Vayichal Moshe, and which is what we're used to, and when they made their particular Tanyas that were for events that they were trying to get Rachmei Shemayim for, and those were the Tainis Tzibur. We have the Kriyas HaTorah. We're there in Achinami. We do read from Bechukosai in order to be create a sense of searching for teshuva and for tikkun, which is not the same idea as the Rambam explained for the four specific Tainis on the Churban. Ein mafsikim beklolot, and when it comes to reading those parts of Bechukosai, which are the klolos in Bechukosai, we don't stop in the middle and call up another person to be kirei. Instead, one person says the entire, from beginning to the end, and we'll see later on that he has to start from psukim before the klolos, and he has to end with psukim after klolos, and that way he's mevorech not on the klolos, so he reads the entire chelek of the imlo tishmu'uli, which is in Bechukosai. Now, in a normal sheni v'chamishi, and on a Shabbos b'mincha, we read according to Kesidran, whatever the next week's parasha is going to be, we read, but it doesn't count towards the cheshbon. In other words, we don't say, we'll see, actually, this is machlokas, we're going to see in the Gemara, we don't say, okay, on mincha, let's read, let's say, up till sheni of the next parasha, and then Monday, let's read from sheni to shlishi, and then on Thursday, let's read from shlishi to revi. And then on Shabbos, the next Shabbos, we'll only read from Ravi to the end of the Parsha. So that way we can count all of the kriyos that we had during the week towards the completion of the Torah. We don't do that. They don't count towards the cheshbon of the kriya. Now, the reason that we do this, why is it that we're searching around for specific things to read that are nogea, the Yom Tov that we're reading it on? Shenemar vayedaber Moshe's moadei Hashem el b'nei Yisrael. And what is the meaning of Vayedaber Hashem? Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu talked about all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. We don't find anywhere that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it, so he went and he actually told them. I mean, of course he told them. So the point over here is that Vayedaber refers to specific chalokim in the Torah that he made sure that those were the things that he was telling over to them at the time of the Moed, which means mitzvatan shekorin kol echad v'echad bizmano. So that he sort of announced it to everybody by making a kriya about it. So now let's take a look in the Braisa, where we have a lot of information that we don't have in the Mishnah. We have a lot of details, plus we have to deal over here in the Gemara. We're going to deal with Yom Tov Sheni, and we're going to deal with Chol HaMoed, and with Shabbos Chol HaMoed. These are things that the Mishnah didn't talk about. So the Braisa begins, but we're going to interrupt for questions that the Gemara has. So the Braisa begins with Tana Rabbanan, very much based on the same thing that we found in the Mishnah. B'Pesach Korim B'Parashat Moadot. What's the Haftorah? We didn't discuss that in the Mishnah. The Haftorah is the story of Pesach Gilgal, which actually is all about the Aselecha Charvot Surim, and because that's what Gilgal means. Hayom Geloti Et Cherpat Mitzrayim Alechem. So it starts with the Mila of all of Bnei Yisrael who had not been nimol in the Midbar as the preparation for bringing the Korban Pesach. So they weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach until the Mila. So because of that, we begin from there. So that's the first day of Pesach, is the Pesach that was made by Yahushua in Gilgal. L'mochar b'Pesach Yoshio. So then now that we have, I skipped. Nowadays that we have here, it's talking about in Bavel, where we have 2 days. So indeed, the first day we do the Pesach Gilgal. And the second day, we take the other Pesach that is spoken about at length in Tanakh. And that was the Pesach that was made by Yoshio after he had found the Sefer and he called everybody together. And one of the first things that they did was they brought the Korban Pesach the way that they found it in the Sefer Torah. So obviously we can't just read that because that's a very short piece and does not have the requisite psukim. So we need to read the 21 psukim or the 10 psukim b'shas that we have with Meturgaman. So, okay, so we add a lot of stuff to that. And there's different minhagim today. What exactly do we add? But the point of Pesach Yoshio remains. V'shar yimot ha-Pesach, and what do we do on Chol HaMoed on Pesach? So the rest of the time of Pesach, we sort of pick and choose inyanim that have to do with Pesach, which is scattered all over the Torah. So where exactly do we do it? Mahi, what does that mean? Omer of Papa, the way to remember what we do is Mapu. So Mapu stands for these different parshas, Mem and Aleph and Pei and Vav, and that's the way to remember. So we have Mishchu Ukechulachem, and that's the Mem of the Mapu. The Aleph is the Im Kesef Talveh Tami of the Mapu. And then we have Psoloch HaShnei Luchot HaVanim. And then we have Vaidabra Shema Moshe, which is telling him in Bahalotecha, Dabro V'akrivot et HaPesach, which is the Pesach Midbar that we've spoken about. So that was B'Shana HaShenit, V'yasu B'nei Yisrael HaPesach B'Mohado, with the Bar Basar Yom B'Chodesh. And that's strangely in Bahalotecha because it's an actual event. So that is the other day. Now, Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Pesach, again, if we have 2 days, so then what do we read on the last day of, and the seventh day and the eighth day of Pesach? So Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Pesach, we read Vayhi B'Shalach, which is the parsha that we're reading now, together with the Shirat Hayam. So that's the Parshas HaShavua that we're currently being Isaac in. And we read that in entire piece from Vayhi B'Shalach until after the Shira. And then we're maftir with another Shira, which is the Shira of David. So there we have the same sense of Shira. So we read from the Vayedaber David. That's the Shira that appears also in Sefer Tehillim. Vayedaber David et Lashem et Divrei HaShira Hazot, B'yom Itzilotot, and so on. That is the first day of the last 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laretz. How about the next day, on the eighth day of Pesach? So we read from Kol HaBechor. That's exactly what we said we're going to read in for Atzeret, remember, because that's where we get to the Sheva Shavuot. We start with the Kol HaBechor, and we get to the Sheva Shavuot. And since that includes the Moadim, including Pesach, so we repeat that now. And there the Maftir is, the Od Hayom Benov, that's the story of Sancheriv, and since the defeat of Sancheriv took place on Pesach, so then we mention what happened with that. That Od Hayom Benov, that's the beautiful story of, they warned Sancheriv that this is the last chance you're gonna have, because the Ovein of Shol in Nov was still Oymed on that. This is the last day, and it's getting already past the time of Midas Hadin on Nov Irakani. And there he was in Nov, and he is being told he's got to rush, he's got to get the entire army out there to be able to attack today. You can't put it off till tomorrow. So he rushes the whole army, and they come there. And then so the Medrash says, he takes a look at Yerushalayim, and he says, you got to be kidding. For this, we had to rush this giant army, because otherwise we're not going to, I mean, you've got to be nuts. I say we go to sleep and we wake up tomorrow morning. Every one of our soldiers picks up one pebble, throws it at this little place, and that's the end of it. I don't understand what you're making such a tumult about. Of course, by the next morning, they were all dead. So never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. And therefore, we read that at the celebration also of the same way that the Yam and Paro, we celebrate the fall of Sancheriv. Omer Abaye. Now, nowadays, we have the general minhag is, so you see that it's a getter of minhag. Ha'idna nohug alma, so the general minhag is to do the following siman. And this way we get through the whole Pesach with this siman. Mishach tura, so drag out the bull. Kadesh b'kaspa, make everything holy with money. Psol b'madbara, and then chisel in the desert, and send out the buchra. So what exactly is that supposed to be standing for? So this covers all of the various things that we said before. So we have Mishoch is the Mishchu Ukechulachem, which is the mem of the Mapu that we said before. So that's read on the first day of Pesach, according to the way Rabbi is saying now the Minigus, which is not what Rav Papa said, because Rav Papa said that Mapu was the simon for Chol HaMoed. And he's saying, no, Mishchu Ukechulachem is actually the first day of Yontem. And then the Tura, that's the Shor Kesev O'ez. So that was in the Mishnah, Shor Kesev O'ez, that was what we were supposed to be reading on Yontev, and now we're saying we're reading it on the second day. Okay, so it's different than the Mishnah, very clearly. And nonetheless, Abaye says, this is the Minig that is general. So it's Nog Alma, Mashma, that this was accepted all over the place. And then that's the Mishach Tura. And then the Kadesh Bekaspa, that's Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, which is now on the first day of Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz, which is the second day in Eretz Yisrael. And then we have the Kaspa. The Kaspa is the Im Kesef Talveh Esami. Better to refer to the days of the Pesach rather than to the Chol HaMoed, because it's confusing, because obviously it's different Chol HaMoed and Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so then that means that on day four, you can figure out what that is. Day four in Chutz La'aretz is the second day of Chol HaMoed. Day four of Pesach, we read the Im Kesef Talveh Esami. Psolecha is the Psal, Psol B'midbara, so that's on the fifth day. And then we have B'midbara, and that's the B'midbar Sinai, the story of Ayu Anashim Shayu Tmeim L'Nefesh Adam, and that's the story of Pesach Sheni, which is read on the sixth day. And then we have Shalach, which is Peshalach, and that's read on the seventh day, which is the time of the Kriyas Hayam, and that's when we read the Shiras Hayam. And then the Bukhra is the Kol HaBechor. And that Kol HaBechor we mentioned before in the Gemara. Okay, then the Braisa, getting back to the Braisa. Now, till now, we've been talking about Abaye and the way that he gives over the Minhag, which is different than the Braisa and different than the Mishnah. So, Ba'atzeret. I'm sorry that this is maybe a little boring. It's a whole daf of just getting the facts straight without really any special, you know, connections that we can have in working it out. But what can you do? You got to go through it. So it's a little bit of a tough daf to remember. But Atzeret. Okay. So Atzeret, the Braisa says the same thing that the Mishnah says, which is Shiva Shavuot. And it adds, which is all part of that same from the very beginning of Shor Kesev O'ez. And then we're maftir in Habakkuk. We didn't talk about where we're going to be maftir, and we're maftir in Habakkuk. So the question is why exactly we would be maftir in Habakkuk. So the Pashtas, it's because of the Eloah Miteman Yavo, and the whole idea of Mehar Paran, which relates to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to the Umei Sa'elam. So because of that, we mentioned that in the whole Parsha of Habakkuk. Acherim Omrim, that no, on Shavuos we read B'chodesh HaShlishi Letzeit B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, which is the giving of the Torah. I mean, isn't that a little bit more appropriate for specifically for Shavuos? And then the Haftorah would be the Merkava, because the Merkava basically is the Gilui HaShchina that was on Har Sinai, and that was shown to Yecheskel, and because of that we have the Rimazim that afterwards became the Digle Midbar, and that Klal Yisrael saw the vision of the Malachim coming. So we read, therefore, from Yecheskel. What do we do in Chutz La'aretz today in Bavel Ha'idna? Diketre Yuma. We do like both of the Shitas, but in inverted order. So in other words, the first day we do like the Acherim who say that we should mention Kabbalah Satara, B'chodesh HaShlishi. And then on the second day, that's when we do the Shor Kesev O'ez, the Shiva Shavuot. So we do it, the Kitkarvayu, but Ipcha, we do it in inverted Seder. That way it works out that the first day we talk about Kabbalah Satara. B'Rosh Hashanah. So B'Rosh Hashanah, we do what the Mishnah said, which is in Vayikra, which is the Bechodesh HaShavi'i, and the Haftarah is HaBein Yakir Li Ephraim, but it's not what we do, as you know. What we do is like the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, we do Hashem Pekad Etzara, which took place on Rosh Hashanah. And the Haftarah is the whole story of Chana and the birth of Shmuel. And that's exactly what we do now that we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah all over. So Yidna Dika Tre Yume, we do the first day and the Kiyesh Omrim. But the second day, we don't do what was suggested in the Braita. What we do is the continuation of Elohim Nisa et Avraham, which is the story of the Akedah, which we want to say on Rosh Hashanah so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember for us the schus of the Akedah. Umaftirin HaBein Yakir Li Ephraim, which is Zohar Eskerenu Od, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim for us, B'Shaz Din. B'Yom HaKippurim, Korin Achrimot, back to the Braita again, after the interruption. B'Yom HaKippurim Korin Achrimot, and the Haftorah would be Kiko Amar Rom V'Nisa, and since over there, as Rashi points out, that the whole discussion is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting down these tshuva movement things that aren't real, and that, you know, people, you know, put on a big show, Halozet So Mefchare, what do I really want? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I really want is not people banging on their chests. I want people to be pateach hartzuvot resha, hater agudot moteh, shalach ritzutzim chofshim. All of that beautiful, beautiful, the words of Yeshayahu about what a real tainus is meant to be like. And that is a beautiful thing to be mafter on Yom Kippur. In Mincha, we go through specifically the Isser of Arias. Why the Isser of Arias? So, I mean, the real reason is, in the deepest sense, no question, that since the centerpiece of Yom HaKippurim is the Sa'ir La'Azazel, and the Gemara says that the Sa'ir La'Azazel is L'chaper Ma'aseh Azav Azael. So it means that Yom Kippur is fundamentally Nogea, the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is B'Shigamu Basar, and Azav Azael, which was back at the marble. So that means that the main creation of Moshe is the second Luchais, and the way that he gets Kapara is specifically in terms of Arias. And therefore, Yom Kippur is deeply involved with the whole nature of Arias in a very primal way. Obviously, that's what underlies all of the singular focus on sexual issues in Yom Kippur. And on our Sinai itself, of course, with the whole area, Tikshu Elisha, and so on and so forth. So that's for sure what lies behind the entire thing. However, the question of, again, these minhagim need to be related to people's general feelings. So as Rashi points out, look, Arias is extremely prevalent because it's so fundamental and because Yitzro Shel Adam Tokfo. And therefore, it's all very nice to try to be delicate, you know, on Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur is not time to be delicate. We have to talk about the things that people are really doing. So how are we going to avoid mentioning all of the Arias, you know, as the Mefarshim point out. So look, you know, so here we are on the holiest day of the year, you know, and everybody is getting to the Madriga, being a Malach. And even if we don't eat, and we're our minds are in Olam Haba, and so on. And that's Bedafka, what we're telling you. Yeah, but don't forget the bottom line. Bottom line is, you know, we've got these really very simple arayas. You got to remember that. So it's actually a very, very powerful thing. And then the maftir, of course, is maftir yaina, which is all about teshuvah and the way that we move from Yonah, of course, already as our remozim to Chag HaSukkos, because he already makes a sukkah, and we're moving on from Mincha of Yom Kippur already from Teshuvah to the Inyanim that Yonah, which of course Yonah dealt with the Livyasan that was deeply involved in Yaina and in Bris Mila, and he himself became a Navi through the Zivah Space HaShoeva. Anyway, it's very integrated with the moving on from Yom Kippur. So it's really, there's beautiful things, but, you know, the Gemara hides a deeper reasoning. Omer Reb Yochanan. Now, so now that we spoke about the idea over here of the way that we get the Kadosh Baruch Hu Ko Amar Rom V'Nisa, on Yom Kippur. So you would think, okay, Ram v'Nisa means, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up there in the Shamayim, and, you know, we have to realize that our petty concerns are not really his main focus, you know. So that's what you would think. No, says Rabbi Yochanan, just the opposite. Koma kom, shata motzei gvurato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater the power that you find expressed about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where you find anavtenuto. It's exactly there that you find the simplicity and the sense of being part of the smallest things. And we see this in the Torah, Dover Zekatuv Batorah, and it's Shanui Benavim, and it's Mishulash Bektuvim. And I always point out over here that the word Mishulash means it becomes thrice said. Mishulash. So if I do it three times, it is now Mishulash, which is why the worst thing to do is to read the Borcheno Babracha Mishuleshet as if the Bracha Mishuleshet is a reference to the Mishuleshet. This is how people do it because of complete ignorance of the way Lashon HaKodesh works. So they actually, you'll find a lot of Chazanim because they're being very smart. So Borcheno Babracha Mishuleshet. The bracha is a three-part bracha. But it's not mishuleshet in the Torah, is it? It's only mentioned once in the Torah. So therefore, you have to break at that point, mishuleshet, and oh, also, it's in the Torah haktuvah ayadei Moshe. Like, this makes a lot of sense. It's unbelievable how you can do this. Well, obviously, the point is that this is the bracha that becomes a bracha mishuleshet in the Torah. That means repeated three times in the Torah. It's a bracha mishuleshet by having three pieces in the Torah that was the brachas that were written by Moshe, Ktuvah Yedei Moshe in the Torah. So the whole thing hangs together beautifully, and there's no need for playing silly games with the way that you read that in the, if you're the Shliach Tzibur. Anyway, so it's mishulash baktuvim. Ketubah Torah. Wow, so this is like absolutely the top. And what's the next thing? So there we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu being presented as the one that all of the Malachi Asharas, and we talk about the kids and the widows, and that's what he cares about. We find the same thing, Shanui Benevi'im. Ko Amar Ram Benisa Shochein Ad V'Kadosh. This is the Haftorah from Yom HaKippurim. And what does it say? Ve'et dakahu shval ruach. But where am I to be found? With people who are doing teshuva and who have a sense of lowliness of the way that they view themselves. Mishulash bektuvim, dichtiv, solo l'rochiv baravot biyashimo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides up there in the aravot, rides on the Shem Hashem. And what does it say right afterwards? Avi etomim v'dayan almanot. So with those words of Rabbi Yochanan, we're just clarifying what the implications are of the meaning of the Ram v'Nisa that we read on Yom Kippur. At Adarabba, we should see it as a deeper sense and a closer sense of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us on Yom Kippur. I just want to mention to the Rebbe that he will recall that the minhag up until the time of Rabbi Gamliel was to stand one we're learning. However, because Yarat Chulsha Li'olam, so therefore we allowed you to sit. But, now this is really true lahalacha, as many of the posts can point out, it never says that you were allowed to lie down, and that you were allowed to slump, and that you were allowed to look like you're doing, you know, who knows what, while you're learning Torah. That remains an Isser the way it was L'chatchila, because there was never a Chulsha Ad K'dekach. And Chas v'Shalom, you don't want to get to a matzav of a chulsha ad kedei kach. And from what I know, the Rebbe's practice staying up like mamish all night because they have to deal with all of those chassidim. And basically, I mean, the real way to get through to a chassid is, yeah, we have an appointment for you at the Rebbe at 3:25 a.m. Be there exactly on time. Boy, that really does it for them, you know. There's the Rebbe. He's meeting everybody and they can barely stand up. Anyway, this takes a lot of practice. So it has to start before you're universally recognized. So it's a good time to begin now. Okay. Sorry there. You know, I mean, the shir has to provide for rebbes as well. Anyway, Yom Tov Arishon Shochak. So now we've arrived at Sukkot. Okay, so what do we read in Sukkot? So Korin Parashat Mo'adot Shebetorat Kohanim. So that's basically like it said in the Mishnah. Okay, so we do that from Emor. What's the Haftorah? We didn't say. Hine Yom Bol Hashem. So this is the talking about the Milchomais, that of Gog and Magog, and so on. And now that there's 2 days, so what do we do the next day? So we read the same thing from the Parshas Ha'Mo'adim. Yes, L'molcho Mikro Chinam V'Karina. But what's the Haftorah? And the Haftorah is Vayikahalu El Ma'amelech Shlomo, because remember that Shlomo Ha'Melech, he made the Chanukah Sebes HaMikdash during the 7 days, and followed by another 7 days, which included Chag HaSukkos, included Yom HaKippurim. And so therefore, to bring these days together and to talk about the building of the Beis HaMikdash during Sukkos, which was the Hashuras HaShechina, which relates to the whole idea of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and the way that the Shechina is there, we read that Parsha. What about the rest of the days, all during Chol HaMoed, says the Braisa, Sharka Yomot HaChag, Korim BeKorbanot HaChag. Another break. You notice every sentence we have a break to discuss how we deal with this, either how we deal with it today that we have 2 days, or how do we deal with it in detail. So now, says the Gemara, okay, Yom Tov Achron. So what do we do now on Shmini Atzeres? So there we also read, again, the same thing that it said we're supposed to read about Shavuos. Now this was also what we read on the last day of Pesach. And this is, even though we don't read it on the first day of Shavuos, we read it on the second day of Shavuos, and that's Kol HaBechor. And then the reason, what does this have to do with, like, Sukkot? Because it has mitzvahs, chukim, and Bechor. Because, like, we have all of the various mitzvahs that have to do with the matones and with Shemitah and so on and so forth. They all appear over there. And because of that, it's very important to get them in, because they basically the aniyim are coming at this time. So we have to talk about the mitzvahs that we talk about, which is ma'aser ani, naton titein. If somebody's poor, patoach tiftach et yadcha with the din of an eved, ha'anek ta'aniklo. And then we have the ha'ave ta'avitenu. So all of these are things that are specially for aniyim, and this is the time of the asifa, when you have to take care of these mitzvahs and your peiros are being brought in. So because of that, it's a very, very pertinent issue for this time of the year, even though you think, I mean, like, what do we got to read all of that for? It's barely a mentioning of Sukkot, but there's the mentioning of all of the mitzvahs. Okay, and then we said, sorry, I lost the place here. Whenever my screen jumps, I lose the place. Yeah, Yom Tov Achron we're up to, right? Yeah, and we're maftirin. So the maftir then is Vayhi Kichalot Shlomo. This is the beautiful story of the way that Shlomo HaMelech lifted up his hands and he gives over the brachas to all of Klal Yisrael. And today that we have, did I lose the place again? No, we were up to Sharkoi Modavter Kolo Shlomo. Yeah. The next day, which we have today, we have another here in Bavel, so to speak, we have another day. So Lamachar, which is really the ninth day of Sukkot, which is in Chutz Laretz, they call Simchas Torah. So that's what we do on the Shmini Atzeres, which is what we read from Vezot HaBracha. And then the maftir is, now this is very shocking, the maftir is Vayamod Shlomo. And that's the actual tefillah for the Hashuras HaShechina in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't do that. So like, and it doesn't even say over here that there was any alternative minhag. And yet, as Tosis points out, there's places, now in his time, this was only there's places. There's places that he knows about where the minhag is to be maftir from basically Acharei Moshe Eved Hashem, which is, of course, what everybody does today. And this is the story in Yoshua, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yoshua and says, Moshe Avdi Meit, and Tosfos says, this is a big mistake, Vishibushu. Because, I mean, the Gemara says clearly to say the Haftorah from Shlomo, and nobody says otherwise. So how do they have a right to do that? Now, some say, now I don't know what their mocker is, but some say that this came from Rav Hai Gon, So Rav Hai Gonti came to Marva Yachare Mot Moshe, but nobody can tell me why. Enam Yodim Asvara Amayshina Seder Hashas. Why in the world did Rav Sadia Gaon change? Rav Hai Gaon, I'm sorry, changed the minhag according to the way that the Gemara brought it. Now, later on, we're going to see that Tosis points out that there are many other Mekiras that were used for the Seder, not necessarily all of them appearing over here, neither in the Mishnah nor in the Braisa, and that actually Mesechet Sofrim we ended up relying on for many things, and on the Psikta we relied, as we're going to see on Amud Beis. So, whatever the mocker is, again, it's not so surprising that it became the general minhag not to do it the way that we find here. Even though normally that would be quite surprising, as Tosfos says. Okay, so then we have, what do we do with the rest of the days of Sukkot? Vishar koyumi. With the rest of Yemot HaChag. So there we're korin with the various korbanos, and then I'm behind myself again, Sabbath. Okay. Yeah, sorry, thank you. Omer v'un Omer Rav. Now, the one thing we didn't discuss is what happens when Chol HaMoed comes out during, when Shabbos comes out during Chol HaMoed. Richie, I think I need some more of your medication there. Thanks. So Omer Ravun Omer Rav, when Shabbos comes out during Chol HaShamoed, it doesn't matter which Chol HaMoed, if it's Pesach, if it's Sukkot, but it's always the same issue. So what we do is we read from the Re'eh, Hato Omer Eli. The point over there is that since, as we're going to see, Bezrat Hashem soon, when we get to Chagiga, that's the parsha where we understand the issue of keeping Chol HaMoed as a type of moed, in which there's a certain Isurei Melacha. So because of that, it makes sense to read specifically from there. Now, over there, remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated the main Inyanim that were destroyed in the original Kabbalah Satira. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to come up and to receive the second Luchais, so the bris that is mentioned to him goes over the main things that had appeared before in Mishpatim. And therefore, so we have in Kitisa, we have again the mentioning of the Shalosh Regalim, and it's there that we also have a remes, the din of Chol HaMoed. So it makes sense that on Shabbos or Chol HaMoed, that's what we would read. And what do we say from after on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? That depends whether it's Pesach or Sukkot. On Pesach, we read from the story of the Atzamot HaYeveshot. Why do we do that? Because this was the description of what the story was that happened to the Bnei Ephraim, who were Yotzei Mimitzrayim earlier. They didn't keep the Shvua that you're supposed to stay in Mitzrayim until Pakod Yivkod Eschem, which was going out with Moshe Rabbeinu. So then we have the whole story in Yechezkel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that those who were killed at that time, that there will be a Trias HaMesim. This took place 30 years before the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, and because of that, we read it at Yetzias Mitzrayim. And on Sukkot, we talk about Milchames Gog u'Magog, and that is basically the same relationship to the Haftorah that we had read from Zechariah, we said before, on the first day, which was a description also of Gog u'Magog. Now, the reason that that's very nogea here is because that's when we talk about, you know, everybody comes up on Chag HaSukkot and any Am that doesn't come up on Chag HaSukkot, Lo Aleihem Yageshem, and so on. So all of that part, as a conclusion of the final wars, is very appropriate to say on the Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Sukkot particularly. And B'Chanukah, we read, said the Mishnah, from the Nesi'im. So it is a very interesting side point over here, which is that we don't have to interrupt the normal Seder on Pesach because of Shabbos coming out on the Chol HaMoed, because actually some of it is makbil, because the Re'eh Atah is actually read anyway on the Pesach. And since we're very limited to which days, remember, Lo Bapu Pesach, so we're very limited to what days of the week we come out with. So it turns out that we rarely have to actually change the Seder HaKriyas by pushing one of them off. Though this is, up till now, the understanding of the Braisa about the Mishnah. Now getting back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, on Hanukkah, we read the Parshat HaNesi'im. And the Haftorah is from the famous Neros of Zechariah, and where he sees the beautiful menorah, and Ra'isi Menorat Zahav, and so on. And that is obviously beautiful for Hanukkah. Now, what if there's two Shabbos Hanukkahs? So now, if you have two Shabbatot, what do you read then? So suppose you have the first day of Hanukkah is a Shabbos, and the last day of Hanukkah is a Shabbos. So then, on the first Shabbos, we read the Neros of Zechariah, like we said, and on the second one, we read the Neros of Shlomo, which is the description of the five menorahs and the other five menorahs that were put on either side, and that is what we add. But Purim, continues the Mishnah, we read Vayavo Amalek. Rosh Chodeshim, we read, Uv Rosh Chodeshem. And what about if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos? Then the Haftorah is Vayamide Chodesh Bechacho, which basically, since it mentions Rosh Chodesh. And what about if Rosh Chodesh comes out on a Sunday? So then on Shabbos, we're Maftir Vayomer Lo Yonatan, Machar Chodesh, and we're Mefarsim the fact that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Omer Ravuna. You didn't cover everything over here, says Ravuna, because we also have to talk about the special kriyas of the Haftorah, which we have, remember, we have a set of Sholosh of the Puranuta, three Haftorahs that we read as part of the Puronios of the time, from Shivasa B'Tammuz to Av, and then we have the Shiva de Nechamuta, and that ends by before Rosh Hashanah. And then we have the Shtayim of Tiyuvta, which are the two Haftorahs that are based on doing Teshuvah. So this Gemara, as Tosis points out, is not taking any of that into consideration. And because of that, it's very much not Nogea the way we do it. So Tosis points out that we do it according to the Psikta. And according to the Psikta, we have this whole Seder of Sholosh Puranos and Shiva the Nechamuta and Shtayim Teyuvta. But what Ravuna is talking about now is not going according to that Seder. And that's because, Tosis explains, that's because he held that the Inyanim of the actual Dinei Avelut begin on Rosh Chodesh Av. Now, so do we. Okay, we only do it because of the minhag of the Ashkenazim. That's not the way that we paskin. Ravuna held that this was Miyikar Adin. And so because of that, he said that Rosh Chodesh Av, Shechal Yod B'Shabbat, you already come up with the Haftor of Chodeshem U'Mo'adechem, son Anafshi, Hayu Alay L'Torach, which we don't do because we're not holding Ad Kedekach, that it's a time of Mamish, Churban, and Avelas. And because of that, we don't do that either. So, We start only the Shabua Shechalbo Tishabab, which is that the time Mi'ikar Adin, like the Sfardim do. And so because of that, we end up reading this Chazon Yeshayo not on Rosh Chodesh Av either, but we Dafka will read it on the Shabbos, which is called Mela Tishabab. When it says Hayu Alay L'Torach, what does that mean? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hayu Alay L'Torach means Lo Dayan Lam L'Yisrael Shechotim L'Fanai. They really wear me out. I mean, you know, trying to figure out the Mida Keneged Mida for all of the awful things that they've done to me is like really a bother. So I have to sit around trying to figure out, okay, so what would be a good way to punish them? Mida Keneged Mida. It would be much better if we could do without this. B'Tisha B'Av Gufei Mai Maftiri. What's the Maftir on Tisha B'Av? Omarav Echa Haita Lizona. Kiryanemanah, we read the words that are parallel to Megillah Secha from Sefer Yeshayahu. Mikra Mai, but what is it that we read in the Torah? That's the Haftarah. What about the Torah? And it answers that there's actually a Machlokas. Tanya, and the Brisa says, Acherim Aimrim, we read V'imlo Tishmuli, which is in Bechukos, in the Tochacha. Rabbi Nassim Bar Yosef, we read from Ad Ana Yenatsuni Amazeh, which is the story of the Meraglim in Shlach, which was the basis of Tisha B'Av, that then Bechitim Bechia Shachinam. The Yeshomrim and others learn that we read Ad Matay Le'idara Azot, which is also from the Parshas HaMeraglim in Shlach. Om Rabbaya, Ha'idin Galma, nowadays the Minig has become that we read on Tisha B'Av the Posek Kitolid Banim from the Eschanon, Umaftir Nasuf HaSifem, we read the Yirmiyo, his vision of a Suf HaSifem.
So the Mishnah said, "Bema'amadot b'ma'aseh bereshit." So what we do is we read, as we saw in Masechet Tanit, we read in Ma'aseh Bereshit, and we're going to go through the sugya that we had in Tanit. Minan emile, how do we know that we read from Ma'aseh Bereshit? Because, says Rabbi Ami, that's because if it wouldn't be for the Ma'amadot, lo nitkaimu shamayim v'aretz, shenemayim lo briti yomam v'layla, and therefore, if it wouldn't be for that bris, and that's what the Ma'amadot, I'll show you that that's what it means, because it says, Vayomer Hashem Elokim b'moed akir ha'shena. So when Avram Avinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, I mean, I understand that you're going to give us Eretz Yisrael, but Shema Chas V'Shalom Yisrael Chotim Lefanecha, Vata Oselem Kedor HaMabul, Kedor HaPelaga. So what's going to make this a morasha? Morasha means that we're always going to be zochet Eretz Yisrael. Maybe, chas v'chalila, we won't have a kapora and you'll get rid of us. Amar lo, never. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam b'mayda, meaning what can I know that it's possible for them to get a kapora? Amar lo kechali egla meshuleshet, that means that the korbanot are the way that you can be sure, as long as you continue to bring korbanot, then you know that it's a morasha. Omar lefanav ribono shel olam, tenach bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam, bizman shein beit hamikdash kayam, mate elia. So, and if there would not be a Yisrael, then there will not be a Maaseh Shamayim V'aretz either, because that's Bereishis. You said lo bris yom v'layla, chuka shamayim v'aretz lo samti. Omar lo, it's not a problem. Even if there's no beit hamikdash, kvar tikanti lam seder korbanot, calls matcha korimbe male ani aliem kilo makribim lefanai korban umochel ani et kol avonoteihem. So because of that, the understanding of b'mayda is how do I know what the schus should be that I should be osik on it. So therefore, it must be that there is a shamayim v'aretz based on these korbanos, because this is the whole makor of Yisrael. Because of that, we read from Shemayim V'aretz during the Ma'amadot, and the whole purpose of the Ma'amadot, of course, was the presence of Yisrael on their Karbonis, and that therefore they should be Mechaper. And so in every city, we have this specific place and individuals that are Isaac in that, and that read from Maaseh Bereishis. Okay, the Mishnah said that on the Ptaniyot, we do the Brachot V'Klalot, and the halacha is, you don't make any interruptions while you're reading the kolot. So one person has to go straight through them. We spoke yesterday about the machlokas. It's not really machlokas, it's a different minhagim, as we saw. But that basically many of the posts can bring that there's a difference between the taniyot, where we're having responsive taniyot, then the taniyot, the four taniyot that the Rambam says were kvuim for the purpose of remembering where this all started in the Mokar of Chet, so that there's a difference. We read the Vayechal Moshe and so on, and that's what we do on the taniyot that we're familiar with, and on the taniyot that were made as taniyot sibur, which we don't have in Bavel, and we stopped doing. So because of that, we don't have this bracha, this minhag of the brachas v'klolos. But if we have a tiny tzibur, then we would do the brachas v'klolos. But anyway, why do we say that you can't interrupt in the middle of the klolot? Omer b'chia b'gamda omer b'asi, because it says in the posik, Musar Hashem b'ni altimas v'al takotz b'tochachto. Rashi learns the al takotz b'tochachto, the idea over there would be not to cut it up. Al tikatzeitz. So if you're listening to the tochacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we call this the tochacha. You're listening to the tochacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then don't cut it up. You should pay attention. And if we're learning it from the first part, Musra Hashem Al Timas, that if you stop reading, it looks like, oh, I've had enough already, you know. And remember that in those days, the one who was being korei, the one who was Ayla was the one who was being Kairi, and we left everything up to him. It wasn't like, remember, he could read the psukim. That was the whole question. Who gets to read the three psukim or the four psukim? It's basically up to the Kairi. So it looks like, I can't take any more of this tochacha. So altimas. So basically both elements of the pasuk are meaningful. Reish Lakish says, you have to come on to that. You're not going to say a bracha on things that are bad. In omrim bracha ala pur anut, because basically there is a terrible tsar of the Shechina, and how would we give a bracha to the Shechina at a time that the Shechina is betsar? That we don't do. So memela, the fewer brachas that we have, we don't want you to say a bracha over this part. Say the bracha over the good part, as we'll see. So what does one do? You do is like this. You begin with the parsha before. Obviously, you can't really do just one pasuk before, because then you'd be messiah with only one pasuk. We're not allowed to them. We don't read less than three pasukim. That means, in other words, you read from the brachas, and then you continue on into the clause. You have three pasukim before, and we do the same thing afterwards. Kishu messiahim b'pasuk shalachrehim, and we don't actually stop immediately at the Dover Ra, at the Pranut, but rather in a Dover Toit. Amar Abaye, by the way, when we say brachas v'kolos, we don't mean any brachas v'kolos like the Tochacha in Devarim. We're talking about Bechukotai. Lo shanu ala bekila lot shebetorat koanim. But when it comes to the klolot in Mishneh Torah, so then, yeah, it's okay. You can then be posek. Says the Gemara, what's the difference between them? Tremendously different. Halalu b'lashon rabim amurot. What we say in Vayikra are said about Klal Yisrael as a whole. And so anything that's going to happen anywhere is going to affect every member of Klal Yisrael. So that's very, very tough. And that was said over B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe was actually speaking as if he was in the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo tishma'u li. The whole thing is li. I mean, obviously, I'm referring to himself. So he's speaking directly to you the word straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, kaviyoch. And therefore, when he says them, he also doesn't say them as a klal. He says them to yechidim. It's not said in Lashon Rabim. So then you could say, okay, so if I behave, it won't affect me so much. It's not as desperate. And those things, Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amra, he said them on his own, because in other words, he speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, not as if he is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Im lo tishmu l'kol Hashem, l'kol Hashem, not l'koli, that's the whole thing. Yakecha Hashem. It's all about what it is that will happen to you. But I'm telling you this. It's not Hashem is threatening you directly. So because of that, these two nafkaminas mean that the klolos in Devarim are not as desperately effective to us. And because of that, they don't mean that you're being moyes in the tochacha. You're not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to you directly. And it also means that you're not being mevorech on something as puranut for the Shechina. Levi Barbuti avikokori v'komadam gem kamedu ravuni barure. So Levi Barbuti was reading, and he was reading in Dvorim, he was reading the Tochacha, and he was having a very rough time. And he was like being Megam Game in his Lashon, and it was like, so they bring this as the marker for the minig that you try to get through the Kriya very, very quickly. So he was having a hard time. And he felt like he couldn't be Mavsik, like Rabbanea told me yesterday, you know, you really could be Mavsik. So that's exactly what Ravuna said to him. So Omalos, Ravuna said, listen, Akinavshecha, you know, you can, if it's tough, you can do whatever is best for you. Lo shanu ala kilalot shebetorat ko'anim, the whole sugya that we said that you're not allowed to be Mavsik was only, we were talking about the Chukotai. But over here, the Mishneh Torah, we explained that you could be posek. Obviously, you're not doing too well over here. So maybe it's time for you to take a little rest. We'll give the rest of the callers to somebody else. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ezrati came lem le Yisrael, sheyu korim kila lord shebetorat kohanim kodem atzeret, v'shebe Mishneh Torah kodem Rosh Hashanah. So we should always read the klolot if we're holding in the area of Vayikra, so that's around Shavuos time, so that we read those klolot before Shavuos. And around Rosh Hashanah time, we're about to finish, over there, we're Mishneh Torah, we should read the klolot before Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? This is an interesting takana, all the way from the time of Ezra. Omar Abaye, some say it was Rish Lakish, Kidei shetichle Hashanah v'kilolotecha, because we want the years and all the klalot of the year to relate back to the previous year. And so if we're about to start a new year, we should start with a clean slate of bracha, not worry about come into the new year with klalot. Wait a minute, that only makes sense for Rosh Hashanah. So that's, yeah, I understand that Bishlam of Mishneh Torah, if you're holding by beginning the year on Rosh Hashanah, that would be perfectly appropriate. There I could say, but the thing about Bechukotai before Shavuos, what does that have to do with starting a new year? I mean, why is that a new year? He said, well, of course it's a new year. Did you forget the Mishnah? And then Rosh Hashanah, Atzeret Nani Rosh Hashanah. It's none. That was the Mishnah. Uba Atzeret HaPerot HaIlan. So since there's a din, that din is considered to be always the beginning of a new slate. It's a new year. And therefore, we want to also end the year there. At Lamaisa, we don't do exactly that because we want to make sure that we don't put the klolos right next to the to Rosh Hashanah. We want it to be a little bit behind. So we start, we'll do Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah always. And the same thing by Shavuos. We don't have the klolos mamish before Shavuos. We have Bamidbar. So we'll finish the klolos and then we'll go into Bamidbar. Okay, Benny, I forgot even to press record. I didn't do the record, you know. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im yomru lecha zekenim sitar, v'yeladim b'nei, and if you're told and you're given, this is the way my father's atzal learned that people completely misunderstand this. So the parsha said the zekenim are telling you to destroy something, and the young Turks that they know everything, they're your advisors. They're telling you no, build. Then you should tear things down. Don't build. Because stirat zekenin is binyan. And binyan ne'arim is stira. It looks like you're building, but you're just creating problems. How often do we see that? V'siman ledavar, and the best way to bring this out as a siman of what happened in the course of history, is the story of Rechavam ben Shlomo. So over there, the people that were the zekenin, they gave him the Eitzah that he should give in to them. And Imayon Tielam Eved, if you give in to them, so then everything will be good very quickly. Mashen Kane, his young advisors, his friends, they told him, no, that's the worst thing to do. You give in, you give a finger, and they take a hand. It's always like that. So he listened to the advice of his friends. And because of that, he lost the Malchus. And that was the end of the Malchut Mu'uchedet in Klal Yisrael, a disaster. So my father Zatzal would always explain that the truth is that what the Zekenim told him was really stira. It's almost always that is the worst possible thing to do, is to give in. Because once you start giving in, I mean, it's like everything just falls apart. As we could see in many countries that gave in, the government gives in, everything just falls apart. So that was stira. And what it was that the Na'arim were telling him was really binyan. That's the correct way to deal with it. But the difference is that the zekenim are able to utilize das, to be able to know, to be mechumber to the issues and to sense when stira is more appropriate than binyan. So the Gemara means literally, if they tell you store, then be soter, even though it's clear to you. What do you mean? My friends explained to me that this is terrible. It's a stira. And it is. Doesn't matter. Tana Rabbanan. Makom shemafsikim b'shabbat shacharit. So now we had this in the Mishnah, but over here the Braita brings it as an actual machlokas. The place that you're mafsik on Shabbat, that's where mincha you start to read, which of course is true. Wherever you finish the parsha, in mincha you begin the next parsha. And then the place where you stop there, the mincha, that's where you start reading on Monday. Now that's not what we do. We go back and we read the same thing we read on Monday. On Shabbos. And then the place where you left off Vesheni, that's where you start reading on Chamishi. And the place where you finished on Yom Chamishi, that's where you start to read the Parsha in the Shabbos that comes. So basically, you're constantly making inroads into the Parsha. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and that was the way that we said in the Mishnah, Mokom Shemafsikin B'Shabbat Shacharit, at the beginning of the next Parsha, that's what we read for Mincha, and that's what we read for Sheni, and that's what we read on Thursday, and that's where we read the Shabbat Haba'ah. We make no inroads into the Parsha. We're always only going over the opening of the Parsha. And Rabbi Zera said, the halacha l'maisa is, Makom shemafsikim b'Shabbat Shacharit, Sham kor'in b'mincha u'b'sheni u'b'chamishi. That's exactly where we start reading Mincha. That's exactly where we read on Monday and Thursday. And that's exactly where we start the Shabbat Haba, which basically is just repeating that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So then, for heaven's sake, say so. Just say halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, like, why all of this talking? No, because he was afraid, Mishum da Afchile. Because there were people who were quoting Rabbi Yehuda Shitas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Shitas, Rabbi Yehuda. So he was concerned that if I say just halacha Rabbi Yehuda, there will be people who will misunderstand that. Therefore, I'm spelling it out to you.